Hot dog. I am wicked excited about the publication of my new novel, which is called Felony Juggler. Got that? Felony Juggler. It'll come out on Akashic Books on May 6th. There's a special pre-order package now available that includes an autograph by me, because I wrote it, an autograph copy of the novel, three customized juggling balls. They say Felony Juggler and my name right on them. Really neat. Plus a beautiful signed print with two photographs of me during my street juggling days. Well, one street juggling and one Renaissance festival, which is kind of the same street juggling thing. But they're real pictures from that, because the book is kind of, half of it is kind of autobiographical about my street performing and Renaissance festival days. You can get all that stuff, three juggling balls, the picture, the autograph book, or you can just buy the book if you don't want all the fancy schmancy stuff. You can find all this at akashicbooks.com, akashicbooks.com, akashicbooks.com. For you Patreons out there, I've also given you a special code for a discount. And the discount is better than what it would cost you to be Patreon. But that's not important. AkashicBooks.com for my new book, Felony Juggler. I'm wicked proud of it. Here we go.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School, brought to you by Masterclass. I'm Matt Donnelly, and joining us today is Michael Goodell and all of our Patreon backers
who could make it.
The last part of that sentence is very important. But we are recording a bunch of episodes today as Penn prepares to leave for Australia. And here he is, preaching the love, Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette talking about masterclass.com/pen for 15% off. 15% off. And it's lifelong learning. You learn from Werner Herzog. You probably learn to say his name when you go to Masterclass.
Class number one. Name.
Not everybody can have the name Steve Martin. Although more people have the name Steve Martin than Werner Herzog. Although, maybe Werner Herzog is a common name in Germany, is it?
No.
No. My friend Alex Bennett, who is a kind of a shockish jockish in San Francisco, kind of the Howard Stern equivalent in the 80s, he did this thing where he found a guy named Hitler. He found a guy living outside of Chicago who had the surname Hitler and called him. And he said, yeah, it's kind of a drag.
Not worth the $100 to change it, though. That's not
that. Yeah, he actually did change it to Bin Laden.
It was like, right after I clean out the garage, I'm going to get that name changed. I got a lot of list of things I'm working on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tony Johnson's giving us a whole TV show.
Whoa, what's going on up here?
I don't know. But it was exciting. It's exciting.
Oh, he is. Where is Tony? Is Tony at a concert?
No, I think that's a TV.
I'm watching the Royal Variety performance.
Oh, that's Royal Variety. It's on. Is it on live now?
Yeah, no, it's on now. Starlight Express. It's actually on mute because I'm going to watch it tomorrow again anyway. Starlight Express is on.
Starlight Express still exists.
Yeah. I remember being backstage with those people. Yeah, I remember that stage. That's where I walked out. You'll see me walk out soon, trying desperately not to step on Vanessa Williams' train.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's exciting in the background there. Is this the way it's starting with Starlight Express?
Yeah.
They have their finger on the pulse of modern times. When was Starlight Express?
How does it still exist? It can't.
Oh, it's being. It's a reboot. It's
You think that's bad? Like there's four numbers from Oliver in this show.
Did they keep you in some sort of holding cell out the back?
Well, okay. Let's.
Oh, good question, Tony.
Let's talk, Tony. there is a feeling of camaraderie of everyone pulling together for the Royal Variety Show. People from all different kinds of show business come together and relate and put this show on as one unit. And I'm not part of it. I sit in a room the size of Hurricane Carter's room, sitting like Buddha, and I eat snacks I shouldn't eat. And then every 4 hours, I poke my head into the green room for 15 seconds. Then I go back and sit down in my little room doing nothing. So yes, I would rather, and I don't like this about myself, I don't even think it's true about myself, but it's what happens, is that I think I prefer to sit in a room doing nothing than to hobnob with my fellow wizards. Teller left the room a little bit. It almost seems like if you put me in solitary confinement, I'd be better than Gen Pop, you know? So we're stuck back there for 15 hours, right? And, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
This is just us watching a TV show.
Held together with gaffer tape by the looks of
it. Well, you know, I did. I was very cruel to Andrew Lloyd Webber. Very cruel. We were at a shindig for Broadway Superstars, which, in case you've forgotten, I am, which I need to point out because my family always forgets. We're sitting at the dinner table and my wife will say in hushed tones, you know, he was on Broadway. Talking about somebody that she's going to be seeing or something. You know, he did Broadway. He's actually a Broadway star. He's a Broadway performer. And I feel odd because what I want to say is I was on Broadway 3 times. You know that other guy you mentioned who was on Broadway? He didn't write the show and star in it and produce it. And it wasn't his show. And his name wasn't in the motherfucking title.
But and he didn't run his partner over with a truck either.
Exactly, exactly.
And he doesn't even roller skate like a train.
Exactly.
It'd be weirder if she said what she really meant, which is like, I'm meeting up with so-and-so, and he sometimes expresses his emotion through song instead of words. In a way that other people find compelling.
He expresses other people's feelings with song.
Right. Yeah.
I have expressed my own feelings with song. He expresses other people's feelings with song.
Because then you're kind of saying that, like, when we meet up for dinner, I'm hoping he'll accidentally sing to me. I'm hoping he'll accidentally get so wound up, he might just start singing right there at the table.
But it's so weird to have someone refer in hush, reverend tones to you about something you did. You know, it's like you're sitting with Buzz Aldrin and you're talking about somebody later who went, oh, he went to space.
Yeah. Like Buzz goes, talking about Michael Collins.
I'm meeting up with Brogan later and they're staying at the Rio.
Anyway, when I was on Broadway.
Yeah.
They have these shindigs for Broadway people. So at the time, it would be me sitting there with, like, you know, Patti LuPone and, you know, I forgot all the other Broadway stars.
Patti LuPone will suffice for all the.
So we're there, you know. And it was like Nicholsby, which the show I've never even learned to say the name of. By the way, Nicholsby, whatever the name of that show is, they would talk about how long it was and how hard everyone worked in the show. So I asked somebody, the person who speaks the most in Nicholsby, how many pages of dialogue do they have over the full show? Guess what? 2/3 what I had.
You should give some of those to Teller. Such a burden.
Okay. So we're sitting.
Or you can quit whining about it. Either of those. You don't see Matt and I complaining about our lines on Broadway.
Okay. The point is well taken. So I am at this shindig with Andrew Lloyd Webber. And Andrew Lloyd Webber is getting on my nerves. Okay. We're chatting, and he's getting on my nerves. Okay. That's all that's happening. So I decide, I don't really decide. It just kind of happens. But I become a massive prick. And my way of being a massive prick is not to insult him. I stay very polite and very kind, but this is a shindig that will be covered in all the press because all the Broadway stars are getting together for something very, very important that I have forgotten. And every time a photographer comes and says, whatever they say, Mr. Webber, Mr. Lloyd Webber, Sir Webber, I don't know what the fuck he is. And then Penn, because he gets called like whatever he is seriously, and I get called Penn, because who gives a fuck about you? You were on Broadway, but even your wife doesn't care. That's what they were saying. I would say to him, let's stand up for the picture. Every single time, let's stand up for the picture. Let's stand up for the picture. So every single picture from that shindig is me standing next to a Make-A-Wish child who is aging very fast.
Is that when you liked Assassins?
No, he didn't write Assassins.
Oh, I thought he did. Yeah.
No. That's Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then don't tell him how much you liked Assassins.
His most recent musical is an adaptation of School of Rock.
Oh, is that true? What needs to be modernized or re-examined about children entering a battle of the bands with a substitute teacher for a singer?
I think there are checks involved.
At one point, acid gets on the substitute teacher's face and he has to wear a mask over his...
Yeah. We're rocking so hard that chandelier's gonna fall.
Instead of battle of the bands, it's a battle of show tunes and show choirs. That's what it is, yeah, this time.
It's a battle of house pets who all sing.
That's gay.
Anyway, Andrew Lloyd Webber, when I want to be... See, this is the thing Prince protected against. See, Prince was talking to me. We're having a good time, having a great time. And then Prince said, when there are any photographers anywhere around or any pictures might be taken, you stay at least 20 yards away from me. And David Cassidy, who, when I was hosting a talk show, David Cassidy came on. He walked on. I shook his hand. And his manager ran on and said, cut, cut. This is the show that's being shot live today, right? Cut, cut, cut. What? And he came over and said, you don't stand up when David Cassidy comes out to shake his hand. I said, well, I was raised to stand up when you're shaking someone's hand. And they said, no, it looks like he's too little. So I had to sit down to shake his hand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorne Michaels said, when you're talking to Paul Simon, don't put your hands on your knees when you lean over to hear him. And I said, but I'm a little deaf. And he said, if that picture gets out of you talking to him like he's a leprechaun. So, Prince, David Cassidy, Paul Simon, I was respectful. Andrew Lloyd Webber, I said, let's stand up and take a picture. Come on, stand up. Come on, stand up. Every time. And I'm telling you, the man is not a large man. As a matter of fact, I could have turned to my left and put my cock directly in his mouth.
Now that would be a disrespectful picture.
It would be. I'm just saying, I didn't do that. Who's on now?
This is Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
I'm seeing a ribbon twirling. A lot of ribbons action.
Lots of ribbon twirling.
You know, when we do these casinos all over North America, backstage of the ones in Canada, it's really great because there are pictures. You know, they do all different things. These casinos come up with the most bullshit fucking things to do. There's one of the places we play. Backstage, they've got guitars on the wall signed by everyone. Okay. So you think, wow, they've got like ZZ Top's guitar. Wow, they've got, and then you're looking at it and you go, oh, they've got Chris Rock's guitar. And then you go into your dressing room and there's a guitar there. And they say, would you sign this for us? So what I previously thought was, oh, that's Pete Townsend's guitar, is just they're buying, you know, Epiphone factory seconds.
Right.
Yes.
Having everyone sign them to decorate their walls. Then there's another casino we played where they had symbols. Like, how's it pronounced, Freddie Rich? Paste or is it paste symbols?
Everybody I hear says pasty.
Pasty. Okay. So it's not paste or paste. It's pasty. Okay. They have pasty symbols. And you walk in and you go, oh, great. All the drummers left a symbol here, which they would never do. Drummers will use a rental kit, but they always have their own symbols, right? They always do. So they would never do that. And then you go in your dressing room and it says, please sign this symbol. Now, you go there and these casinos, some of them have fucking money coming out of their sacred burial grounds. I mean, wow, they are so fucking rich. So backstage at this like conference room theater, you'll see like ZZ Top and, you know, Madonna and stuff back there aside. And some of them have like hundreds, high hundreds of 8x10s backstage sign. Those that didn't want to do cymbals or guitars, right? Backstage there. And so you got nothing to do backstage. So you walk along and go, oh, yeah, Frankie Valli. Oh, this is great. Oh, it's the Turtles. I'll take a picture of me next to that and I'll send it to Howard. Now, oh,